If you're like many Americans, one thing now stands between you and your Thanksgiving turkey. A long trip by plane, train, bus, or car, and stormy weather is slowing things down. Airports are experiencing delays, even some cancellations. And as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the story's no better on the road.
This would, of course, be a bad day to travel, even in the best-case scenario. So many trying to get to Turkey tomorrow left early today.
I'm a little concerned.
Stephanie Corrado pulled her son out of school to try and beat the worst of the weather and traffic between Boston and Vermont.
We're prepared to pull off the road. If it gets too rainy or windy or bad weather conditions, I'll just pull off.
Like many families, they've downloaded extra movies and music and stocked up on the essentials.
I got a coffee, I got a banana, I'm ready to go.
Adam Thornburg, headed from Boston to Connecticut, was bracing for about 4 hours behind the wheel for a trip that usually takes about two.
It's going to be a long ride. Ugh.
But he says he's thankful this holiday he's not flying. Things looked a lot worse when he returned from a business trip last night.
The airport was insane. Really bad.
It may be that people were heeding weather warnings and trying to beat the storm, but still, traveling was better through Boston than places west and south.
It was snowing, and it has been snowing for the last couple of days. Sort of an ominous wintry mix.
Anna Smith-Nichols was delayed twice, traveling from Ohio to Pennsylvania.
The plane needed to be de-iced, so we arrived about 45 minutes late into Philadelphia.
I feel like I'm gearing up for battle right now.
Caroline Craig, who was facing a 100-mile drive from New York to New Jersey, says it was hard to figure out when to leave.
I'm listening to maybe four different weather reports, but then my mother sort of overrules all of them. You do what she says.
Ultimately, she opted to leave before it got dark and much colder.
I'll sit in traffic, but the ice is what I'm worried about.
Indeed, this Thanksgiving, the weather is a chore even for those not traveling, like Roger Brainerd, who was struggling to clear his driveway for company in Rochester, New York.
When the street plows plug the end of your driveway, you know, that's a lot of snow to move. I would say probably each shovel full probably weighs 50 pounds or more. So.
Warmer air and more sun is expected in the Northeast by the weekend when it's time for millions to travel again. For many, that would be one more thing to be thankful for. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.